you have to die for.
Yeah, but
you got to watch The Driver.
Yeah.
You all know what it is.
Yeah. Tom Hanks is waving at you from the door. You guys know, right?
We're about to board. What, you know, Andrew. Oh. Andrew, who do we have? A veteran. A veteran of the show.
They know.
A friend of the show. A frequent guest.
Yep.
Let's get a quick DJ name on the air, on the record.
Andrew.
It's DJ Andrew. It's of what fame? Of Cosmic Garbage fame,
right? Cosmic Garbage fame?
Yes, famous for getting our show taken away.
Yes.
But it's back.
For not volunteering.
But it's back.
It's Sleepy Town.
And it's Sleepy Town, exactly.
The train to Sleepy Town.
That's the train to Sleepy Town.
The Polar Express,
The Sleepy Town Express. That's why it's got Tom Hanks, is because Polar Express kind of jacked our whole thing.
Yeah, it was our thing first, and everyone's got silk pajamas.
They're better than those wool things
they wear in that
movie.
You
know, like, when celebrities go to, like, the Oscars or the Met Gala, and they get, like, sewn into their dresses?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's what this is, but it's pajamas.
Yeah, it's silk pajamas.
But it's like they sew them in so it's the perfect size, you know, and then it's like,
do you
wow.
like their literal skin?
No. Okay. They just tighten it in the back to, like, exactly the right size.
Yeah, we're not,
it's not sewn to you.
We're not sewn any silk
into
your skin.
It's Tom Hanks. Come on. Can you even picture him doing that?
It's honestly nightmarish to do so.
Yeah, I agree. It's wrong.
But what's not my nightmarish is this dreamy tune we're gonna fade you out with here tonight.
Yeah.
On 91.5 and WMFO.
The train came up fast, but it came up fast. It's taken off
slow. It surprised us. So we're gonna hop on board, but we're going to wish you a good night.
Yeah, we
want
to
hope you have sweet dreams.
Just like every night, but especially Friday night.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye from all of us here.
Have a smooth ride.
Indeed. Thank you.
got you a dime piece, man.
Hell no, man.
One of them Beyonce making good types, man.
Nah.
Is that true, man? I just want to know.
Probably not.
I mean, shit. To be honest with you, man, she's a
bad thing. Fine as hell. Thick as fuck. Oh my God. That's my baby. Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Shorty really blow the pipe.
That's true.
Like a pro.
Fuck you, thought.
Holy shit, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory. Like a Tarantino movie.
Don't wanna talk it out, can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night, fuck a decaf. You see, I'm a tall thug, yes, I'm a giraffe. If you want safe sex, baby, use the knee pad. Freaky with the sticky icky, baby, give me kitty kitty.
Killer, West Side nigga. Boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300, nigga, keep your feet running. I keep when I eat these beats, better boy, get scarred. Don't run up in my lane, I don't want you in my lane, you a lame, get swerved. Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. Imperfects for the urgent, baby, I want forever. Caroline, don't you see that? I want you to be mine.
What are these bananas for?
Decoration.
Bad things, fine as hell. Thick as fuck, oh my God. That's my baby. Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Started really blow the pipe.
That's true.
Like a pro.
What?
Holy shit, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory. Like a Tarantino movie.
Don't wanna talk it out, can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night, fuck a decaf. You see, I'm a tall thug, yes, I'm a giraffe. If you want safe sex, baby, use the knee pad. Freaky with the sticky icky, baby, give me kitty kitty.
Killer, West Side nigga. Boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300, nigga, keep your feet running. I keep when I eat these beats, better boy, get scarred. Don't run up in my lane, I don't want you in my lane, you a lame, get swerved. Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. Imperfects for the urgent, baby, I want forever. Caroline, don't you see that? I want you to be mine.
Bad thing, bad.
Garden Forest, Garden Dorey, welcome Christmas, come this way. Garden Forest, Garden Dorey, welcome Christmas, Christmas Day. Welcome, Farmer Rogers, welcome, Garden Thomas, Christmas Day.
And they'll sing.
These niggas take me for granted. What would happen if I finish? Bet 100 they panic. My shooters only speak Spanish. Keep my heart with my dogs. Keep my car in the yard. I can't drive in nowhere, so I let you niggas take off. Seen the shit that they drop. That shit not instantly hot. I give that instant rebop. That replay value go off. That make my value go up. I keep that bow in my cup. My niggas rolling, got the going with 1,000 a bus. That nigga Kevin K. Rap. He too sappy with his shit. He don't rep me with his shit. He on that teenage bullshit. Ain't he about 20 and shit? When he let go of that shit, he'll probably be a little quarter. Y'all agree with me, shit? That nigga need an accusation. He ain't acting like a grown up. Ain't that boy protectors? He ain't acting like a soldier.
in my bag, we rob the limousine. When the guns go pow, won't bother us again. I don't wanna do it, but they keep on pushing me.
Cash don't mean shit, shit. Grab my last bitch, bitch. Cash my last check, check. Cash don't mean shit, shit. Cash don't mean shit, shit. Grab my last bitch, bitch. Cash my last check, check. Cash don't mean shit, shit.
Call me king of the niggas. I need a crown made of thorns. God said let there be light. On the day I was born, step off the ship with the slaves. Then I go hit the stage. I just left in a whip. All I need is a chain. I don't trust no niggas, and I don't trust no bitch, cause people talk too much. I bought a black 4/5 in a brand new clip. That's my new best friend, cause I'm a brand new nigga in a brand new crib. I ain't selling no more, but got my hand in the zip. Whitey gave me the check. I ain't asked for the fame. I used to deal with the grams, so they put the cam on my face. Now I'm evading the law. I'm on a high speed chase. I'm in a big ass truck. I tell them get out the way. I got a couple of warrants, so I'm leaving my state. Now I'm in Cali today with the sun on my face. I got a bag of the gas and a blunt I can face.
How I'm gonna move at your pace? I'm busy setting the tone. You think we running together? I'm in the lane on my own. Don't got no friends in this game. It's me and my brothers alone. They thinking that we competing. That shit depleting my bones. I don't need all that energy. They just fuck up my chakras. I put my heart in the locker. They love me when I'm a martyr. They hate me when I'm myself. I can't barter with that. You watch us charter these tracks. It's sticking like tartar and plaque. I need a parlor of plaque. Need lobsters and helicopters. I need peace with my niggas. Need doctors. Get for all my doctors. I like to speak like a scholar. Like to think like a nigga. In this world, I can't wander. No honor behind the trigger. I could get shot in my back. And I tell the world that I fought them. We ain't taught them nothing new. But somehow they been getting smarter. That's what they saying in private. Speaking from that entitlement. We still working for time. Titles and making title environments.
Cash don't last, my friends don't ride with me. Keep them in my bag, we rob the limousine. When the guns go pow, won't bother us again. I don't wanna do it, but they keep on pushing me. Cash don't last, my friends don't ride with me. Keep them in my bag, we rob the limousine. When the guns go pow, won't bother us again. I don't wanna do it, but they keep on pushing me.
Put you any up, riding in the limousine, I'm stuck. Somebody hit underdog, we can't be. Fuck all this energy, you just wanna bring me down. Fuck all your energy, you just wanna bring me down. Fuck with the windows up, going past the exit now. Fuck like I'm running shot, swiping to the sunset. Me and all my boys jet, swiping like a donut. Ow, 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 swiping like a donut.
Guys, we're live.
Hello. Hope you all are having a great night. We're here in the studio at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That's 91.5 FM. And you're listening to A Concept with Lil Hughes and
DJ Gerard.
We have some guests tonight. Would you guys like to introduce yourself?
I'm Julia.
I'm Olive.
Jake.
I'm really happy to have you guys with us
tonight. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
You just heard Caroline by
Amine.
Thank you. Right. I cannot pronounce his name.
And then we heard Jake. Welcome Christmas from the MGM Studio Chorus. From like How the Grinch Stole Christmas soundtrack. And then we heard Gummy from Brockhampton. Yeah.
Oh,
so it is December 2nd. It is officially the Christmas season. How are you guys feeling about that?
I don't know, Julia. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Christmas season is my favorite.
This girl has had decorations on her door for a few weeks now, so I think she's ready.
I made some paper snowflakes. I hung them up.
She made really good paper snowflakes. Wait, whoa.
Julia's crafty.
I'm crafty.
Wait, Julia like came into our room and she was like, look at what I made. And it was like unbelievable. It was like, wow.
Wow, I'm so glad you like them.
Yeah, this, no, really. A1 paper stamp.
My Christmas place. Spirit coming out of my soul. So,
what? I don't know. Like, what are your like go-to kind of like things to like get in the holiday spirit? You know,
no, like five other than us.
I honestly definitely Christmas music. And yeah. Paper snowflakes. Like, I don't know what
there is. Yeah, because we know that you're great at making them.
Like Christmas lights also.
Can you go get
them? Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Gerard, what gets you in the Christmas spirit? I'm
well,
curious.
Glad that you asked. I don't know. Like... So, no, yeah, I know how I'll answer this question. I'll answer this question with a plug. The thing that gets me in the Christmas spirit the most is my Spotify playlist, Christmas. Because here's the deal. Here's the either one. No, because here's the deal about Christmas music is every single station is playing it since like Halloween.
Yeah,
so
no,
you get
agree,
so you literally yeah. get so sick of it. So what I decided to do was I made a playlist of like half Christmas music and half just like music that like I bop to like on the daily that like is like winter inspired, can kind of like work with the Christmas music but is not like an explicitly Christmas song.
I really like that.
Yeah, so that's what a Christmix is.
The Squeakquel.
Yeah.
Squeakquel.
Is there an original one?
No, so the original one circa 2016 is just called
really
Christmix. This one is called Christmix the Squeakquel. Either one is great. I mean,
okay.
Really.
I'll have to look up the original one because I've only ever heard this.
You'll have to go way back. I realize that I make like a lot of Spotify playlists. Like, I'll make
my
a Spotify playlist of like two songs.
Spring.
No, because I'll make a Spotify playlist for like every season. We got like fall chill. We got Christmas.
Oh, we suddenly have a few more guests.
And we have
guests.
He
really likes to hype it up all the time. And like, it's like pretty good, but he talks about it all the time. Let's be honest.
She's lying.
All right,
no,
we're gonna get back to the music here with Holiday.
Yeah, Lily bringing us back.
Like Christmix the Squeakquel.
Okay,
like,
shut up, Natalie.
He named it after Alvin and the Chipmunks the Squeakquel. So what do you gotta say?
Far in a few blocks to be so low. If I call you from First Avenue, will you're the only motherfucker in the city who can handle me. New love wasn't true love, back to you love. So much for a home run with some blue bloods. If I last drawed you on Eighth Avenue, we're the only motherfucker in the city who can stand me.
I have lost a hero, I have lost a friend, but for you, darling.
Okay, everyone, we are back.
That was some great music. Thank you.
So we just heard from Vampire Weekend, Holiday, then St. Vincent with New York, and the Psychedelic Furs with Love My Way.
Wow, St. Vincent is always a favorite of mine.
Yeah, I know. So you guys saw St. Vincent yesterday. What did y'all think?
Oh, it's so good. Magical.
Yeah.
She's beautiful and amazing and my hero.
Her, Jake.
So
St. Vincent, aka Annie Clark, is a really cool woman. She plays guitar amazingly well.
Her guitars are really cool.
She is an artist. She is a director.
She's a director. Wait, of what?
She made some horror films. Yeah.
It's pretty creepy. Yeah.
Where did she go to college? I wonder.
I don't know. That's I think she dropped out of college because she's too cool for college.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to follow in her footsteps.
Right. It looks like you aren't too cool for college.
Why does it matter?
Talk to Lana Del Rey. Okay. So, we have got a game for y'all because we have like...
What did we just listen to?
Are you ready?
I'm so ready
for
this
game.
All right. So, Jake, you ready?
So. All right. So, we have like... hella guests in the studio. We have like six of y'all. No, five of y'all. So we are going to play a game that we play when we have guests in the studio, and it is called Over Under. So what we do is we just name different like random things, and then we go around the room and we debate whether they are overrated or underrated. So number one,
can you answer the question too?
First we got I'm gonna answer the question anyway. All right, so number one, we got Taylor Swift. What are our thoughts?
Overrated.
She's correct.
By Gerard.
Yeah, Gerard, what do you think? Yeah. I'm curious.
Underrated by the general populace, overrated by Gerard.
Okay.
True, actually, I think she's kind of underrated. Like,
snaps. All right.
I think she gets a lot of shit for stuff that's not her fault.
Okay.
Next.
We're ending with that.
Natalie,
okay.
Come over here. Natalie is just groaning in the corner. I don't think that she likes Taylor Swift, but...
She said yes.
Yeah, I can't. I can't hear what she's saying.
I just think
she's a snake. Okay, so next we have the Polar Express, like the iconic Christmas movie.
Here's the deal
about the Polar Express.
I do not hear about that movie enough. Like, it's a great Christmas movie.
Here is the deal about the Polar Express.
The animation is underrated.
Yes. The animation is literally horrifying.
But it's never talked about.
Because it looks... Okay, because there is this like...
The storyline is bad. Animation is bad.
No, because they talk about like this psychological thing where like when you see animation that looks so similar to real life, it's like incredibly disturbing. And I feel like that's what that movie is. Like the animation is so similar to real life.
It looks very accurate at all.
It looks so realistic.
Did you just say the animation is so similar to real life?
It looks very realistic. Like, it's disturbing.
I have a question for you, Gerard.
What
world are you living in?
Jenna is on your side and she's disagreeing with you, so that's fine.
Yikes. Wow.
All right. Next one.
My mom did. My mom took a class with Chris Van Allsburg, who's the guy that like wrote the book at RISD, and he was apparently like really, really, really mean.
What's our next question?
More proof that the movie is bad.
Over under caramel hot chocolate.
It all depends.
Very, very overrated.
I'm gonna say it's very overrated. The one time I had it, it was incredibly watery.
Yeah, it's really.
When I get the hot chocolate, water comes out of the thing, and then I have to put Nutella in it for it to taste a little bit like chocolate.
It doesn't even taste like hot chocolate.
I feel like this is a bad thing to do, but I usually start pushing the button, and then when I see it gets watery, I just like take my mug out.
That makes it
a lot better. And also, you have to just put a shit.
Oh no!
A lot of whipped cream on top. I'm so sorry.
Watch this radio station get shut down because of you.
No. Beep.
All right.
No, so sorry.
We have one more. Then we got third grade. Just as a grade.
Underrated.
What are our thoughts on third grade?
Third grade was my favorite grade of all.
Way underrated. We had moonwalks.
We had the
Moonwalks.
What we had that? We had that? The Grout Museum Week.
What?
We had the Pumpkin Museum Week. We had Iowa chicks things. That we raised.
Yeah. I remember.
Wow. We had moonwalks every month that you wrote about during the full moon.
I should have lived in the Midwest.
Literally, yes. Yeah, everyone should live in the Midwest. I have so much pride about Iowa.
We in third grade we learned about pirates, and that was pretty.
No, seriously, third grade was the best grade. The other thing was too, like kindergarten through third grade shared one playground. So like in third grade you were queens of the playground. And you like you owned those tire swings.
That's true.
Okay, so on that note, we are, I don't even know where that went, to be honest.
I have a lot.
I kind of tuned off. Yeah, so we are going to get back to the tunes. We have got Reptilia from The Strokes, a little throwback.
Cool.
If I wanted to, I had to wake up just to make it through.
I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. I'm repping for the longest cycle. My uncles had to pay the cost. My sister used to sing to Whitney. My mama caught the gambling bug. We came up in a lonely castle. My papa was behind them bars. We never had to want for nothing. Said all we ever need is love. We see the same thing. We sing the same song. We feel the same grief. Bleed the same blood. You grew up in the home beside me. I always had a friend to call. How could I make it here without you? I pray I leave before you go. A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow.
Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand the New England region.
The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this
co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining and
starting a new group
in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org
or by calling 636-542-8855.
Thank you guys so much for that wonderful public service announcement.
You're welcome, Gerard.
And
if you are looking to learn how to ski, we have a lovely ski and or snow.
Okay, awesome. Cool. Back to the music.
Yeah, let's
back to the music of the century.
Climb up the H of the Hollywood sign. Yeah. In these stolen moments, the world is mine. There's nobody here, just us together. July forever. Cause we're the masters of our own fate. We're the captains of our own soul.
We're back. You just heard a bunch of songs. What did we hear first, Gerard?
So, we heard Reptilia? Yeah. We heard Reptilia from The Strokes first, and then we went to The Bird from Anderson .Paak, then Lust for Life with The Weeknd from Lana Del Rey, and then True Love Will Find You in the End from Wilco.
It's a cover.
Oh, it's a cover?
Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
From who? Whom?
I have to say I don't know. I forgot his name.
Oh, okay.
Beck has also covered it.
Really?
So there's some good covers of that song, and it's an amazing song.
Wowza. Well, no, what I just heard was a cover that I, like, never realized. That song from No Doubt.
The Anderson .Paak album?
No. No, like, No Doubt with, like, Gwen Stefani.
Oh.
There's some, like, song that, like, they made really famous that was, like, a cover that was, like, also very famous from this, like, new wave band in the 80s, but I forgot. Anyways, yeah, what do y'all want to talk about? How was everyone's week? Ooh, wait, so are you guys, like, stressed about finals? Like, what's the deal?
Yes.
Not at this moment.
I'm not really at this moment. Like, not yet.
I'm experiencing
I also don't think I'm going to be that
It's pre-stress.
Let's not stress about finals.
I've got...
Right now.
I just have one hard one, and then one that I should probably be more worried about, but I'm not worried about. Oceanography is the hard one.
Oh, really? Ooh. Interesting.
Honestly. Well, it's not... I mean, it's not that hard.
Oceanography seems like...
I'm more worried
about it. A deceptively difficult subject.
It, like, kind of is. Like, yeah. I think people take it as an easy science class, but, yeah, but it's not hard. That easy.
True confessions, I don't feel like any science class is, like, an easy science class.
Honestly, I think Bio 13, I find a very easy class.
I'm just going to throw in really?
Environmental biology.
Oh, that sounds
pretty easy. A class which I have never had a homework assignment in this entire semester.
Wait, you're taking environmental biology?
I'm an environmental studies major.
I knew that, but I didn't know that you were taking that this semester.
It is the most easy class. And also, our final is a video, and I have a film and studies major in my group. And he's just like, hey, guys, so, like, I don't want any of y'all, like, interfering with my video. So,
that's,
like,
iconic.
I'll just make it for you.
Wow, I love that.
Is he going to make it super, like, artistic?
It's going to be really good.
Wow.
And I'm doing nothing. And I feel rather guilty, but also not at all.
Let's...
Hey, Natalie, what are you feeling right now?
Yeah, how are you, Natalie?
I'm, like, here, but not here.
Yeah. Can you get closer? Me with, like, most things.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine.
So, Natalie and I had a moment this week where a common interest that we have is in Cracklin' Oat Bran. Yes. One of the best cereals. And we really bonded over, like, how great the cereal was. And then I found out over the vacation that, like, it's like, really bad for you.
Yeah. It's really bad for you, and now it's in my dessert category, and I used to have it 3 times a day. Now I have it less than one.
Yeah. No, but it was so sad. It was so sad. I was like, Natalie, I have something to tell you. And you were like, what? And I was like, I don't know whether you want to hear it. And you were like, tell me. And it was like, Cracklin' Oat Bran. Bad for you. And yeah. Freaked out.
No, I, like, have known this whole time how bad for you Cracklin' Oat Bran is, but I only cared so much. But then I realized over Thanksgiving break, hey, I should probably cut it out of my life because I'm eating it all the time. So I haven't eaten it since.
This is where my freshman 15 is coming from.
Honestly, same. It's just Cracklin' Oats.
Yeah. Honestly. Okay.
They add up. The second ingredient is high fructose corn syrup. I have many opinions on this matter. I used to love them. Now I have a love-hate relationship with them.
I feel like it's, like, 75% love, though. Like, let's be real.
Like, I still would eat it 3 times a day, but now I'm like,
It's such a combo of, like, sugar and cinnamon and crunch.
And high fructose corn syrup.
What a surprise, it's honestly. Really
good. It's so good, but it's so bad.
All those, like, 6 listeners out there are, like, attuned in to listen to some some bops, but
they don't want to talk about Cracklin' Oat Bran. Listening
to some people talking about Cracklin' Oat Bran.
I have strong opinions.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna get back to some music.
What kind of music, Gerard?
Some bops. Some true
That's
bops.
That's very generic.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
smash screaming, I think we're gonna crash. The driver's leaking and the car is still intact. It was only minor. Oh, that's the end of that.
Here I am.